A Stark County grand jury has indicted a Canton man in the crash that killed a city police officer. Police say 34-year-old Garth Haynes of Canton was driving his pickup southbound in the 800 block of Cherry Avenue Southeast November 10th when he spun across the road into the path of a vehicle driven by 47-year-old Dave Walgamont of Dover. The pickup was hit on the passenger side. The case will be heard in Canton Municipal Court. Icy road conditions were reported at the time of the crash. Haynes was indicted on three misdemeanor charges, including vehicular manslaughter. Pre-trial hearing May 20th for a former Louisville City Council member. 38-year-old Micah Mills has pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor menacing by stalking in Akron Municipal Court. She's free on $10,000 bond with GPS monitoring. Police say a 52-year-old Akron woman reported receiving numerous harassing calls and texts. An investigator cite doorbell camera footage that allegedly shows Mills at the home multiple times. Her attorney says she resigned from council in February because of the charge and denied any threats were made. In September, Perry Township trustees agreed to spend $10,000 for an independent review of the fiscal officer's operations. Last week, fiscal officer Craig Chesler informed trustees his office would not authorize payment for the work. According to the repository, a letter from Chesler's attorney says it's against the law for trustees to retain Alliance attorney Julie Jackmedes to investigate the office and to use township funds to pay for it. Chesler says he thinks the review of his office was a personal attack. The review has not yet been presented to the board. Strong first quarter results reported by Diebold Nixdorf, highlighted by growth in cash flow, profits, and revenue. The company says revenue was about $892 million, up 6% from a year ago. Adjusted earnings increased to 67 cents per share. The North Canton-based maker of ATMs and security systems reported free cash flow more than tripled year over year, marking six straight quarters of positive cash generation. The company also reaffirmed its full-year outlook, including $3.8 to $3.9 billion in projected revenue. An historic Canton landmark has opened its doors to the public again following a $600,000 restoration. The Timken Gatehouse in Stadium Park held a grand reopening ceremony this morning through Canton Parks and Recreation. Built in 1911, the structure once served as the entrance to the Timken Mansion and housing for estate and hospital workers. Will now be used for small weddings, family gatherings, and community events. Deadly head-on crash in Streetsboro, now heading to sentencing after a man pleaded guilty. 35-year-old Devontae Anthony of Cleveland admitted in Portage County Court Monday to aggravated vehicular homicide. Prosecutors say Anthony crossed the center line in Route 43 in March of 2024 and struck an oncoming car, killing 63-year-old George Shiner of Kent. Investigators say speed and reckless passing contributed to the crash. Man cited after a crash in Lisbon that left two vehicles in flames. 51-year-old Michael Stouffer of Salem charged with failure to yield in the Monday afternoon collision. Police say his work truck turned into the path of an oncoming vehicle at South Lincoln Avenue and West Lincoln Way. The driver was pulled from the burning vehicle and suffered minor injuries. Stouffer and a passenger were not hurt. Columbiana County judge rejected a request to reconsider a lawsuit over the Penn, Ohio landfill. Now the plaintiff is appealing. Dennis Wallace of East Palestine filed with the 7th District Court of Appeals after his case was dismissed by Judge Megan Bickerton. Wallace, who filed the suit himself, claimed the landfill and state environmental officials allowed fraud and misinformation that destroyed an historic mound system. Bickerton ruled the complaint failed to state a valid claim. Federal judge has moved three civil rights lawsuits against Ursuline High School and the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown closer to resolution. The cases have been marked as settled and dismissed without prejudice, meaning they could be reopened if terms are not completed. Final closure depends on probate court approval. The lawsuits filed between September and November allege racial harassment, hazing, and physical assault involving the school's football program, along with claims of retaliation and unequal discipline. Court filings indicate mediation led to agreements with multiple defendants. Austintown police investigating after a body was found inside a home. Officers called Sunday to a residence on South Raccoon Road. During a welfare check concerning a 17-year-old girl, police found a bedroom door taped shut and discovered a body with indications the person might have been dead for about a month. Authorities say initial information suggested the girl had left the home weeks earlier. No charges have been filed. Officials say students and staff at three Youngstown schools were never in danger after threats were reported Wednesday. Safety procedures were followed after bomb threats were reported at East High School, Taft Elementary, and Woodrow Wilson Alternative School. Police investigated but found nothing to confirm the threats. Officials say the reports are considered not credible.